want to, they don't want to, I don't know. It's just like Sherry Peel Jackson. It's really sad to see somebody like her that's out there. Let's see, it's in the, been in the Ninth Circuit twice, the Fourth Circuit, the Eighth Circuit, the Fifth Circuit, the Sixth Circuit, and it was in New York, and another case that just happened back in Rhode Island in 2007, hot off the case, and another case of six. Every one of those cases, now those are appellate courts. So let's see, we've got the Ninth, the Fourth, let's see, we've got four, six, eight, and nine appellate courts stating in the case, and I also have it under the signature of a DOJ attorney, got it under the signature of a judge out of Rhode Island. It's 60-12, and we don't have to tell you. And there's a reason why they don't tell you, because they can't. Make it too easy to blow these guys out of the water, these territorial courts. For those that may have not been listening, there is no doubt what these United States District Courts are. It is a public record. And I'm going to be making those books available. I've got the two books done, and I've got the title 18 out of Oregon done now. I've got 1,500 pages of that. And I've got to go back over the 1940 code, because you have to have the 1940 code to really understand the other. It wouldn't be fair to make that other available. But what it's going to show in there, especially in title, preliminary examination was moved out of the venue of the law and moved into rules of court. All sorts of things happened in 1948. 1948 was a epical year of legislation for the, and they put that right on the front. It they overthrew totally the last remnants of the judicial branch. And in 1948.
Hello. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode the second here, calling for the Ralph Winterode Show here. Had a technical glitch up here in Alaska here. For the show here, I've got something that turns my Skype off, and I'm sitting here waiting to get on the air, and I can't figure out why I can't get out. So anyway, we're back live here again. We're going to break into the rebroadcast. That's an excellent show, by the way, to listen to on the archives about the courts. And I'm telling you, the information that been able to come forward here is enough to, it should be enough to shock the conscience. And I'm going to have, I got two guests on today here, I think. Are they there yet? Hello?
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Well, we're back from break, and this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska here. We're getting off to a befuddled start here on my, the air is on my part, and RBN. I don't know how much of the other got out, but I had my Skype. For some reason, all of a sudden here, I upgraded software, and now it wants to turn itself off. So I have to remember to go in and turn it back on every once in a while, because obviously I can't get calls in if I'm not on the air so they can receive it. So anyway, we're going to have two guests here are going to talk about child custody and some of the astounding things that should make people just absolutely fighting mad. I cannot fathom that this is going on in my country. And it's being sanctioned by people. That's what's even worse. It's sanctioned by the courts. It's sanctioned by the cops. It's sanctioned by a thing. Of course, there's a few. I know some cops out there that like to, or police that would like to change some of this stuff, but they can't because they're sitting in the system. They try to fight it, they get around, they get fired. That's how corrupt the system is. Or they demote them. And we do need some people on the inside if we can get this thing turned around. But the only thing that's going to turn around is us. It can't be done by those folks. It's us, you and me, look in the mirror. We're the problem. We got to get off our lazy butts and get out there and fight. But it takes knowledge. It takes wisdom. And anyway, I've got two guests here. Greg Pound, have you made it back on the air yet or not?
Yes, I'm back here, Ralph.
Okay, is Walter going to make it or not?
No, I'm just having a hard time putting this all together. I've tried, and it hasn't worked.
Okay, well, let's go ahead with what you're doing. Why don't you tell us briefly, Greg has been on my show a couple times, because he's just one of the examples, and I'm going to talk about another case that I happen to have great knowledge about in Alaska, about a gal that had a woman that has taken hers is a lot different case than Greg's. Her child was born out of wedlock, but that doesn't mean that you can't keep your child in today's world. And she's put up a valiant fight, and she actually fled down to Mexico to keep her second child. They went down to Montana, and they nabbed her second child that she had born, and she got it back because Montana is not quite as corrupt as these slimy, treasonous judge Smith and this ilk of scum in Alaska that we got up here, of which I know a bunch of them. I mean, I wouldn't walk across the street and throw them a life preserver. That's what I think of them. I mean, that's a terrible thing to say, but I have no respect for people that kidnap other people's children and put them into these homes that where they're abused. And we've had tremendous cases up here in Alaska, and then they don't get prosecuted. We had one finally in Big Lake that got prosecuted, and they dropped most of the charges because the DFYS wouldn't give the prosecutor the information. Now, who in the hell put those folks in charge? Anyway, Greg, why don't you go ahead and kind of bring us up to date with what's happened to you here in this last week or two weeks.
Well, Ralph, this past week on Monday, they terminated my rights on the 5th of November. They went ahead and terminated my rights after a three-year battle of simply trying to get the court to look at the evidence, four different judges. The state attorney the falsifying the documentation, this thing now I've been separated from my wife for a year and 8 months, hiding with our other child. that we refuse to give over to the state, and they have now a warrant out for a pickup warrant for the baby with a diligent search, meaning they tap my telephone lines, they can GPS my vehicle, follow me wherever I go, because I'm a terrorist now, because I won't surrender my kids over. They put me in jail. When they asked me if I knew where my wife was, I told them I didn't, so I went to jail for 30 days. And while I was there, they were trying to get out of me information on my wife. It's just unconceivable to think. You know, when I have an opportunity to speak on a program where people are listening throughout the country, I try to say, how can I say something to these people that are listening that could help change what's going on in America and what's going on with our families? Because the strength of America is our families. And they're attacking the very foundation of our families. And if people will not fight for their children, and they will not fight for their families, we're in big, big trouble as a people and as a nation. If they can come in and steal people's kids, but the process that they take you through, what we've gone through, is just totally, it's hard to believe that anybody could manage it. If it wasn't for the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, that gives me the power in order to deal with it, like it says in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you. I don't have the strength emotionally to keep myself under control. I mean, this thing now where I'm not able to see my kids. They bring you to a place where you see your kids for 1 to 2 hours a month, and you're supposed to be happy with that. 1 to 2 hours a month, but they'll be in daycare, government daycare, for 12 hours a day. And this goes on to daycare. People see my children more in 3 days than what I've seen my kids in 3 years. And this is called isolation of affection, separating the children from the parents. And when they see the parents of my kids now, they just walk away. When they leave, I can see what they've done. And it grieves me inside, because I'm trying to figure out, what can I do in order to get these, I don't want to get belligerent on my adjectives on describing these people. But there's, it's just really sad. So one thing I just want to say is, if the other states in the United States and people who are in the positions of authority who are listening to this program, if you could look and see how much money Florida is getting from the federal government by all these children that they're stealing, I don't know if that would motivate people in these other states to say, listen, how can Florida be getting so much money? I mean, literally in the millions, from federal grants in order to steal people's kids. I mean, it's just totally, I mean, just to see what they're doing. I mean, the agency they're shutting down this past week because the children are being so abused through it is Safe Children Coalition. What a title, Safe Children Coalition. The kids are being molested, physically abused, tormented. This one boy on the website that we put out, that we put together, called FreeOurChildren.com. If you went to the website and watched FreeOurChildren.com or RescueMyKids.com or FreeOurKids.com. That's different names for the website. And if you were to look at this, how they take a 9-year-old boy and handcuff him and burn him, handcuff him to a bed, and this goes on for 3 years, this kid is tormented. I mean, it's just totally inconceivable, and these people are getting money. I mean, literally just, $74 million of your tax dollars are being used to steal people's kids and to torment them. And it's just unconceivable, I mean, how this can be going on when the Sheriff Department, Jim Coates in Pinellas County, where Terry Shriver was starved to death, allows them to file false police reports where the officers that work under him in the DCF Department, Department of Children and Family, have the authority to come in and just take people's kids with no evidence, no proof. It's just unconceivable. The torment is like, I remember when they were taking our kids, me and my wife just didn't know what to do. I mean, here it is. We've got all these officers, surrounded us, taking our kids from us. And I'm trying to figure out, as the man, as the priest, as my home, trying to figure out, okay, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And, these guys, their guns are loaded. They've got us surrounded. They're taking our kids. And they do this every day, every single day, and they're destroying people's lives for money. And that's why I tell people, if you want to see the organized crime in Florida, go to the website called FreeOurKids.com or FreeOurChildren.com and look what they're doing to children for federal grant money. Look at the organized crime ring that we have in our government where there's no check and balances anymore. It's just totally, it's so corrupt now. Where they're using little children and everything in the juvenile court system, no one has access to it but those in the court. The parents don't have access to it. Lawyers don't have access to it, access to the what's going on with these kids, whether they've been raped or physically abused or what's going on, how many times they've been to the doctors. It's all covered up in the juvenile court system. Nobody has access to the records. No one can get to them.
Has there been anybody charged? They're going to close down that agency down there, that demonic agency. Has there been one charge brought forward yet?
No charges against the, it's like the case manager who falsified the 26 cases along with our case. Nothing happened to her, Megan Gallagher. You go to the archives of St. Pete Times here in Florida and you just look at December 10th, 2004. She was arrested for falsifying 26 cases. That was our case manager. And 71 counts of grand theft. And she was charged for it. She pleaded no contest to it. And nothing
except
happened
the system,
to her.
Except the system protected her, though, because they just slapped her hands, made her write a check, and then she packs up her bags and moves on, and she's probably out there doing this to a family someplace else.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be surprised if she got some recommendations from these guys. Hey, we got a good bitch here doing this stuff. Oh,
she was
my
bringing
goodness,
big
what
money.
A good lady we got.
She was bringing big money into the agency. Every child that she brought into service would put 25 social workers to work. People from, when you look at all the people who come in on one child, one little child that they can get all the money they're making, and this is what they're doing. And I believe God's going to judge the men in America for allowing this evil to continue. You look at the last verse in the Bible, it says God is going to judge the men for allowing this to continue. There should be men standing up and literally challenging this, what's going on. There should be an outcry for what's going on to the children. And it's just sad. They're literally torturing and tormenting people's kids. Just what they've done to our kids by separating my kids, bringing my little kids and telling my kids they're not going back home to your mommy and daddy. And when I would say, listen, I would tell my kids, these people are not God. And the girl that at my 1 hour of visit, they'd say, Daddy, they're saying we're not coming home. I said, don't listen to them, honey. They are not
God.
Hold
on a minute, Greg. Hold that thought. And we've got a break here coming up. And stay tuned because we've got some more information. And we're going to see how the courts of Alaska also dealt with cooperative agreements. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. 210-632-8280 or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterode II, back with the Ralph Winterode Show, Truth Seeker out of the far north, and I got Greg Pound on here out of Florida. He's been fighting for 3 years to keep his children, and they terminated his parental rights Monday, and it's just unbelievable what's going on here, and we're going to get into the technical parts of this after Greg gets through here. Go ahead, Greg, where you were.
Okay. Ralph, I was going to say I was able to get Walter right on the phone. He's on the third line here, and he's listening. So anytime, I'll go ahead. So basically, where I'm at is I'm at the place where I filed in the appeals court Tuesday, and so now I have to go to the appellate court. 3 years of this, of isolating my children from us. I mean, I get my daughter at 7 years old. She tells me, she said, "Daddy, will you hold me in your arms and rock me like you did when I was a little baby?" And she asked me, "Daddy, when I turn 21, will you still be alive?" I said, "Why do you ask that, honey?" She said, "Because they're telling me I'm not coming home until I'm 21, and I want to know if you're still going to be alive when I turn 21." I said, "Honey, don't listen to that. These people are not God. And what they're doing is not right." And then the lady would tell me, "If you say that again, we're closing your one-hour visit." And they'd grab my kids and yank them and drag them out of the room. And this is how wicked and cruel these people are. And they're doing it for money. These are all court providers, contracts, Safe Joan Coalition, who get $74 million a year in order to do these visits and these babysit our children, where they sit in a daycare center for 12 hours a day eating junk food and candy, where my son now has 6 rotten teeth under the care of Safe Joan Coalition of Pinellas County, lice in their hair, ringworm on their face, been to the doctors over 100 times of your tax dollars being paid in order to abuse children. It's not only my kids, but it's hundreds and hundreds of kids, like Walter Wright's children and all the other children that are going on in Pinellas County throughout the state of Florida. And these people know exactly what they're doing. Half these people don't have any children. They don't want children. They don't have any children. They're after children that are being homeschooled, brought up with Christian principles and values, children that are going to be good citizens. And it's just amazing how they're using them. And it's just really sad. I'm just all I can do is just take one day at a time and just keep crying out to the Lord and asking the Lord God to bring judgment on this country for the evil that they're doing to children. And it's just a vicious thing. And so Walt, I don't know, Ralph, would it be all right for Walt then to go ahead and tell
me? Are you on here now, Walter?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, your name is Walter Wright. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you're dealing with the same kidnapping tyranny that's going on in Florida that's been going on with Greg Pound. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Are you married, or what's your marital status?
I'm a single father, and I got two kids that were taken away about 2 years ago, and they insist on adopting them out. I've done everything that they asked. I've taken all the classes. I spent over $600 out of my own pocket taking a parenting class, and the provider of the parenting class, she's on the Department of Children and Families payroll, and she won't even give me a certificate of completion. And the judge says, well, you didn't complete this class, in which he knows that I did. And he's saying, well, I'm going to take your children because you're not complying with the case plan.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that he does is negative. It's not for the benefit of the children. It's to keep them isolated away from their dad. And he kept them in foster care for over a year with complete strangers when we had family already approved to take these children in. And he did it just to be spiteful because I wouldn't follow the rigorous case plan that they had that was unnecessary. And
we're going to talk about that in a minute. What's the moving thing behind this? What started this whole thing with your two children?
Well, it was just my children inherited some money, and I had a step. They had a stepmother, and the stepmother tried to take the children from me, and she made a false allegation that I beat my son, and that's what triggered the whole thing.
So you've got a grandmother sitting behind the scene that started this.
No, not a grandmother, but an ex-wife.
Ex-wife.
We was going through a divorce, and she made up the allegation that I beat my son. This has triggered the whole thing. And then when she found out that they were trying to take the children, she backed off, but the Department of Children and Families wouldn't back off. Once kids are in the system, they're locked in, and it's hard to get them out.
So is the ex-wife, is she the mother of these two children?
No, their mother died at the birth of the second daughter from medical malpractice.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Wow. So the mother died giving birth, and this is the way you get repaid when you're a single parent trying to raise your children.
Yes.
God, what a system we live in.
The judge know himself that all the allegations are false, but he's getting it's a money game for.
That's the thing that's going on here is that they know this stuff is false, and yet they proceed forward because they all got their hands in somebody else's pocket.
Yep. Yes.
And it's all about money, and it's got not one damn thing to do almost exclusively. There are a few exceptions, of course, to do with the children. I hear the music, and stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to get into more of this, and we're going to get into more of some of the reasons and the evidence of what these guys are up to. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterow the second. Back, we're talking about child custody today, and I don't know what it's going to take to get America to stand and fight when they're kidnapping people's children and they're selling them off for slavery. We thought the Civil War was bad. We thought the white slaves before the blacks were slaves was bad. They're doing it right out in front of everybody today, and everybody is sitting on their butts at home and not doing anything. Before we get started here, we've got Chad in Alaska. You want to go ahead? There's a call in. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I had a little, some disconnecting sounds there for a second. I got a one-sentence quote from Ayn Rand that I thought was very apropos. You know, she left the Soviet Union, I think, in her 20s, and she lived from 1905 to 1982. And she said, and Atlas shrugged, when you see that trading is done not by consent but by compulsion, when you see that in order to produce you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing, when you see that money is flowing to those who deal not in goods but in favors, when you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you, when you see corruption being rewarded honestly and becoming a self-sacrifice, you know that your society is doomed. And I don't think we can expect anything better by begging the hangman for mercy. And the only thing these people are going to fear is death. You know, they're not going to fear any systemic remedies or punishments or...
That's right.
Well, you know, your sir statement is, boy, it's right on point to what we're talking about today, because this is what's going on, but what is wrong with all the people sitting around and watching this stuff? Of course, now, I understand, see what they do in Alaska, and they do that somewhat in all these states. They close the court so you can't see what's going on because of the privacy of the children. We wouldn't want to have the privacy of the children. Behind closed doors in that public building over there, if it's public, it's not. They're getting around and doing all these dastardly deeds, and nobody can see. I went over there when they first opened this up because it got so egregious up here in Big Lake that they had to, well, we'll give you some of this open. And I got through out of two of them, and I didn't do anything in either one except take notes. They don't want the public to know. They want
exactly.
Kidnapped children, and they want children raped. They want them pedophiles. They want them homos. They, God Almighty, you name it. They want it all done, all in the name of we're going to protect it by the privacy of the children.
See, that's Chad, right. Just like the term, it's like the termination of my hearing on the 5th. They locked the court doors. Everybody was out except everybody from the state. They had state attorneys in there. All the people from the state were there. all of them against me, and I sat there, and all I could do, I mean, it's just to listen to this guy read all this stuff going on and on and on. Nothing but a bunch of lies from the state attorney. I mean, now, I mean, it's just totally inconceivable what these people are doing. And it's like...
Yeah, and they're doing it behind closed doors under the blessing of all of these demonic bastards, tyrants, treasonous SOBs that are sitting at the top. And all for the almighty money,
yeah.
The dollar. That sure gives a new impetus to the love of money is the root of all evil, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They order everybody out of the courtroom. My judge, Nylon, down in Alachua County, he orders everybody out of the courtroom, and if I answer while he's reading off all those lies, he'll say, if you say anything else, Mr. Wright, I'll have you thrown in jail. And the bailiff is standing right there. They always have two in there for me. And I'm non-threatening, none, you know, and they always say, we'll put you in jail. And they tried to put me in jail twice for sticking up for the rights of my children.
Chad, have you been involved in any child custody issues or anything?
Excuse me?
You still there, Chad? I guess Chad's gone, so.
He's gone.
Yeah.
They told me that if I didn't go to the psychiatrist that they wanted me to go to, the guy who was going to say that, well, I have a mental problem, they was going to put me in jail. And the judge said, you got 72 hours to go to this guy and get him to diagnose you. If you don't go to him, and I said, well, can I go to somebody else that I think is unbiased? They said, no, you're going to go to him. And I told him I wasn't going to him and said, well, you need to report to jail. And they was going to put me in jail for contempt of court. And this guy, he's on DCF payroll, Department of Children, he's on their payroll. He's going to say I have a problem. And when it came back that he said that I was a narcissist, and the judge just keep pounding that in the ground, you're a narcissist, and with narcissist traits, we feel that they try to make me take 10 more classes. And every class I take is about $700, and they don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, now, Greg Pound, let's start getting into some of the substantive issues of what's really going on behind the scenes here. I'm trying to bring up here on my computer here on your termination of rights here, Greg. In your particular instance, they had clear and convincing evidence. Now, I'm looking at the document here that they put out. What, first of all, in this document, did they say one thing in this whole document about what got you into this mess?
No.
Did they accuse you of one or make an allegation of one act that you did to your children?
They couldn't because there's nothing. I haven't done anything.
So I'm looking at the document here that they put, and there's clear and convincing evidence. Here is the reasons why Greg Pound lost his four children and why this is the same thing that Walter's involved with. This says here, the father shall have a psychological evaluation by an approved provider and follow the recommendations of the evaluation. So the first thing is, what did you do that would trigger a psychological evaluation? Either of you?
Nothing.
I didn't do anything.
There you go.
Why?
Nothing, right?
Nothing. All
right.
This is part of what they call the case plan. All of a sudden, here's the game. We kidnap children. That's what we do because we're doing it for money. But it's for the protection of the child. Now, we have all of these cooperative agreements. These are private law contracts. I've got copies of them out of Florida. I've got copies out of Alaska. The judge is a bought and paid for. He is bought and paid for. And so are the sheriff. Shows the sheriff. They're all by contract bound for performance for money.
Exactly.
Now, the second one here is on Greg Pounds. Oh, my God, this is a really horrendous one here. For clear and convincing evidence, this is a good one. The father shall complete and approve batterer's intervention program and demonstrate the appropriate tasks learned and follow the recommendations. So what would you have to, first of all, did you ever batter your wife? Did you beat her
Never.
Up? Just get a ball bat out and beat her brains out or what? What got you in this mess?
I don't know. It's just that's a part of the program. They put people in there, and then they want you to sign on the paperwork that you committed domestic violence. For instance, I went to the class. I said, I didn't bite my daughter. I said, my daughter got bit by someone else's dog. And the guy in the class said, well, you had to have done something because you wouldn't be here if you haven't done something. So you signed this piece of paper stating that you committed domestic violence, whether against your wife or your kids. And then I said, no, I'm not doing it. He said, okay, then get out of the class. So I went back to the judge. The judge said, no, you got to go back to that class.
So I went back to the class. This went on for 18 times. 18 times, 18 weeks, costing me money, going back and forth to these classes and arguing with these people. Say, the judge told me this. He said, nope, you can't be in the class. And I go back and forth until we finally got it in court. And it's so crazy. I mean,
Have they ever prosecuted you for domestic violence against your wife?
No.
So we don't have a crime, but to get your children back, you have to admit that you did some domestic violence against your crime. Now, do you also sign an agreement that they can use anything you say and take it to the court?
That's right.
So now then, you haven't done a crime. Let's get this right. You haven't done a crime, but they want you, you must sign up. This is mandatory to get into the class. You must sign up that you've done a crime of battering your wife, and then you also do a release so that the guy that's in charge, or gal, whatever, the slimy bastard that's in charge there, pardon my French, it can take this information back to the court, and then they can turn around and use that against you to prosecute you.
Well, just like Walt will tell you, they'll say whatever. They write up stuff that is so crazy that, I mean, it's almost like, when you read it, you say, the only thing you know on the document is your name. You say, I don't know who this guy's talking about. I mean, where they ever got this stuff from. But they put all this stuff down. It's like they write the lies in, like, the case manager, and then you got to prove them the lie. You got to prove that they're lying. I said, this is totally crazy. A case manager comes in, falsifies 26 cases along with our case, and all these people now have to go to court, hire an attorney to prove that this person who works for DCF, Safe Children Coalition, is falsifying documentation, and you got to hire a lawyer to come in and represent you to prove the lies, and the judge is on the DCF side. And it's like you're sitting there, they got your kids, you're there crying, emotionally broken down, you're sitting there just, I mean, it's so wrenching when they steal your kids, and then they got this humongous case plan, and it's all going on at the time you're supposed to be at work.
I'm going to read here. Okay, now they've got four things, the reasons why you lost your children.
Okay.
Number one, you got to have a psychological evaluation, approved provider, not by somebody that's independent, because this is, they want another party that's bought and paid for.
Yeah.
Number two, you got to complete a batterer's intervention in which you have to agree that you did batter your wife, even though you didn't. And you sign a release that they can take this back up to the judge and give him all this stuff plus any lies he wants, and this, and there's nothing to protect you from using this against you.
Yeah.
The third item is you shall pay the custodial grandparents a sum of $90 that's in this mess, right?
Right.
The support, which I guess you did for some period of time, right?
2 years, yeah.
And the other one is you shall maintain a stable housing and income. Now, I ask you, anybody that's got any brain synopsis that fires about two or three times a year, what is the thing that got this started? This whole thing is we kidnapped your children, and you refused to admit to a crime of which you did not do, and you refused to do what we provided because we all are sucking on the hind tip making money. That's what's going on. Now,
yeah.
One allegation in this whole document that you did anything wrong to your children. Not one.
Exactly.
They don't even allege it.
And
the whole thing is based on we kidnapped your children, and we can kidnap children whenever we feel like it because we've got a cottage industry going here, and you're a Christian man. And if you've got some children that are doing well and aren't on the dregs of society, that's even better yet because we have a better chance of getting them out to higher money to, they're $5,000 or $10,000 a head. Because if you're a state employee of the great state of Florida, you make money off of these children. The people that get them. So the person that's got them is what, your wife's mother, right?
Yeah, and her new husband.
And her new husband. There we go. And she's what, 65, 64?
Right. And he's never had any kids. And so what they're doing, she works for the state. She's going to get $40,000 for taking the kids. Now what happens is they're saying they're putting our kids up for adoption. They haven't yet alluded to who's going to adopt the kids. But we already know because she's been wheeling this, working with the state attorneys now for the last 3 years. See, it's really sad because it's just a total mess. It's just,
Well, but you have to wade through the nonsense and see what this is all about, and that's where I'm making up. That's where we're headed here. Yeah. Now, Walter, in your particular case, have you lost the parental rights yet?
They're trying to terminate my parental rights on the 26th of November.
26th of November. And how old is your daughter and your son?
My son just turned 12 and my daughter is 10, and they've been with me all their life. And the judge.
And were they into any sort of troubles prior to being kidnapped here and being sold for slavery?
No,
were they in any trouble? Are they doing drugs or?
No, they're honor roll children, honor roll, straight A's, and they can't believe it. That's why they're trying to take them, because they're easy to adopt out.
Yeah. So have there been any problems? Are they still straight A students?
Well, they're starting to slip, you know, and they want to come home, and they won't let them come home. They won't even let me visit them.
You know, Walt has given me a picture of T-shirts that he's made up of his children. He's got two beautiful, you ought to see the shine. These children are just, I mean, it's just a shame to think that they would take these kids, just like our kids, and they're stripping them, they're stripping parents. Especially when it comes to, we're fathers. I mean, Walt's a fighter. I'm a fighter. We're fighting for our kids. And the state of Florida is doing everything they can to make it a living hell. I mean, there's people who don't want their kids. I mean, we're fighting for our kids. Walt's a Christian. I'm a Christian. We read our Bible together at times. We pray one another. We read the Word. I mean, Walt calls and tells me what this judge is doing to him. And it's the exact same thing. These guys are downright, they're terrorists. They're terrorizing people. And we're trying to figure out what we can do as men to get our kids back.
Well, I tell you what they're doing is they're targeting. I mean, not as all of them, but what they're doing is the one way to wipe out a Christian society and people that are upstanding and have values, ethics, and morals, and have a soul, is you take their children and then you brainwash them, and you get rid of the undesirables, the Christians, the people with the good folks in this country, and you want to make their children. You get around and you put them in the hands of these. Demonic or these people that will get around and they'll brainwash them, and they'll do it for money because the state says, hey, you brainwash this child and we'll give you more money. We'll pay just like, and I know that not only they give $10,000 a head, they pay for their medical, they pay for their schooling. This is a good thing. And then all we do is we can send them over to have them go to this care centers and stuff. We don't have to bother with them too much. We just have to be around them once in a while. This is a good cottage industry for me.
Yeah, and they'll be wards of the state for the rest of their lives.
Oh, and then, by the way, if we happen to have some foster homes in the middle because we got pedophiles and we got all these, like down there in Pinellas County, if they're getting around and closing this thing down and not one charge, they're closing it down because they're doing things that are so bad to children, they have to close it down, and where's the charge? You know why? And I haven't seen it yet, but I've asked Ray to get them, and they're supposedly on the way. I want to read the contracts. It's all by contract. There will be a hold harmless clause between the state and this intermediary and the intermediary to the foster care. There's a whole harmless clause. You can do anything to them kids you want. Just give it. Go for it. Because we're going to protect you. We won't prosecute you.
Exactly. These foster
unbelievable.
Parents.
I haven't even seen the contract, and I'll bet you it's in there. It's just like these cooperative agreements that say right in there, the judge is bound. He is bound by every regulation that the administrative agencies come up with, all their policies, and if he doesn't perform, they will take money away from the court system. And if he does good, they'll give money to the court system. Now, you tell me what that judge is doing. He's got his hands in somebody's pocket. He's bought and paid for.
Yeah.
Fat retirement
he
account.
He is bought and paid for. And the people go in there and think that they're going to tell the truth. Those people are all bound by contract to perform. It's a grand illusion. They all have contracts. The state AG has it, the sheriff has it, the child custody, the guardian ad litem, and the court system for the judge.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Only in America. Home of the free. You betcha. Well, I hear the music. Stay tuned. We'll be back, and I'm going to get into some of the more legal sides of this so that you can have an understanding of what you're up against. Stay tuned and we'll be back.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad, the second Ralph Winterroad show out of Alaska, and we've got Greg Pound out of Florida, and Walter Wright out of Florida, and we're talking about child custody, the kidnapping of children for money, and have you been on the show before, Walter?
Yes, I think I have.
Yeah, okay, you're African,
African-American,
black, right?
Yes, I'm a black.
Okay,
father,
so what this does here is, they don't care if you be black or white or purple or green. They love them children for money.
Yeah.
Absolutely astounding. What is it going to take to get America? After the hour, next hour, I'm going to get into technical. I want to just briefly hear hold of another lady that I happen to know that had a child in Alaska, and they had no reason to take her child, and she fought. Her name is Alice Brown. She's presently in Mexico, old Mexico, because they don't steal children down there for money. And she was fighting for her daughter. And here is some of the things that they brought up. This case, by the way, is it's 165P3D605. And then after the hour, I'm going to get into the technical. I'm going to tell you what's going on behind the scenes here. And these are holdings of the great Court of Alaska. By the way, there's not one public officer up there. I've even got it in writing. They have no oath. They have no civil commission. They've never been appointed to anything. They're all cross-dressers. They love black robes. Holding, mother waived her right to change the judge by knowingly participating in an earlier adjudication and disposition hearing before the same judge. So they steal your children. They say, come on in. And you show up. Then you waive your right to change the judge. Now, that's a nice trap, isn't it? How would one know? Then it says here, a trial court did not violate mother's procedural due process rights by conducting termination hearing in her absence. She fled Alaska because she had a son in Florida or in Montana, and they took it down there based on this nonsense going on in Alaska. It ain't nonsense, these kidnapping charges. And Montana turned it loose and said, no, you're this is all baloney. And Montana's not quite as corrupt, or at least this one judge wasn't. So they got around, and so we have here procedural or terminate because they said they were going to bring her up, fly her up here. And then right before the hearing, they said, oh, no, we're not going to pay these charges. So then all of a sudden, she didn't show up. I wonder why. Now, of course, this lady she's on the dole. I don't deny that. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't have a right to her children. And there was nothing that they've ever brought up that she was doing anything wrong to her children. And then they said that the fifth item is the trial court properly discounted the psychological evaluation given by mother's expert and gave more weight instead to the testimony of the department's expert psychologist. Because she went out and got an expert and said, they said, somebody that's not on the dole says, no, she's fine. And they, oh, no, our psychiatrist is better than your psychiatrist because this is the one we got, his hands in our pockets. This is the type of stuff that we're up against here. And she fled to Old Mexico. Do you have to flee this country to keep your children? I find it unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. I was over there when we tried to serve some of these people over there, and the troopers showed up and wouldn't allow us to serve the people, the subpoenas, to show up. Well, I hear the music, and stay tuned. In the next hour, I'm going to tell you the cases and some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes, and it's all about the love of money. Stay tuned.